This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We are in the first week of October, and that means everything between now and December 31st is happening. To help us with what's happening at Walton Arts Center is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at the venue. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Is that truth in advertising? Everything's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots going on, especially today. Today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
The 4th.
Yes. The 4th. So today we open a new gallery exhibition in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery.
Right.
We have a party tonight, an open house. So if you are going to be out and about at first Thursday, you might want to take yourself a nice little stroll a couple blocks and come down and visit us at Walton Arts Center. So we're opening Kathy Thompson's new work called 20 Years and also a work called My Folklore, The Art of Letitia Huckabee. They're two different exhibitions in the same gallery space.
Now, Kathy lives in Fayetteville. She'll be there. Ms. Huckabee as well?
Yes, they will both be there. They'll be doing gallery talks, and they'll be meeting and greeting and saying hello to everyone and helping us get more connected to their artwork. It's really going to be fun, I think. I haven't been down there to see both exhibitions yet, but one of my staff was down there, and she said that it was actually a very emotional experience to go look at these pieces of art, because Kathy's work is reflective of Walton Arts Center's 20-year history, and there's some really sweet, fun memories in the boxes that she creates. She creates these H boxes, history boxes. And then Letitia's work is very, very personal. It's looking at artifacts and photos of her family and her history, and it's laid out in interesting ways with quilts and fabric and found objects. And so apparently it's not art that will sort of, you will stand there and go, oh, that's interesting. It's much more, hopefully you'll get involved with it. You'll see some personal connections to it. So we're pretty excited for that. And tonight is an open house, so everyone's invited. It's a 5:30 start time, I believe. We're going to have food. We're going to have little activities you can do to help us remember the 20 years of Walton Arts Center. You can visit the video review booth and tell us what you think on video, or you can just hang out and listen to the artists and enjoy some new work in the gallery. So that's just tonight. Tomorrow night at the Arts Center, we have Point of Grace, which is a fundraiser for the Saving Grace organization. That is a 7 p.m. performance. And then on Tuesday the 9th, Don Williams will be here. That's a 7 o'clock show as well. Tickets are going for that one, but there are some left. So make sure that if you don't want to miss your chance to see this guy, and I think you don't want to miss your chance to see this guy, that is Tuesday at 7. In between, before that and around that, we have the University of Arkansas Music Department will be performing. The Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band will be performing Monday the 8th, and the Fall Choral Showcase will be the 11th.
W. Dale Warren, by the way, will be on the show tomorrow discussing those performances.
I keep hearing about special percussion appearances.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're
going to
have
fun.
A lot of percussion.
Percussion is always fun.
Yes, it is.
And then we'll have Brantley Gilbert at the Amp on the 12th. That's a Friday. And speaking of the Amp, we'll have the Avid Brothers at the Amp on the 16th. That's a Tuesday. And that's not our last show. Our final show at the Amp will be a performance by a band called Dayglow on the 18th. That's an 8 o'clock show. On the same night, we will have the first in our Caravanserai series.
Right.
This is part of the 10x10 art series, but it's also part of a really unique partnership we're working on with the university and the King Fahd Center. This will feature a band musicians from Morocco. So we will have some exploration of that particular country's music.
Most of those tickets, $10.
Correct. And speaking of that, the following night, the Tokyo String Quartet will perform at 8 o'clock. That's also on the 10x10 series, so most of those tickets are $10. This is your last chance to see the Tokyo String Quartet there.
Unless you, drive.
Right. Unless you're a Tokyo.
On the 20th, you go to Cleveland or wherever.
Unless
they are.
You're a Tokyo String Quartet groupie and you follow them around the country, this will be your last chance to see them.
Last chance to see them in Fayetteville.
Correct.
The easiest last chance
Correct.
You have.
Yes, unless you feel like going somewhere far away.
If people who follow the Grateful Dead were deadheads, what would people who follow the Tokyo String Quartet be?
Oh
man.
String beans.
Yes.
String beans. Good one.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the 19th. That's an 8 o'clock show. Both of those shows are on the 10x10 art series, which means we will have a pre-show creative conversation prior to those performances, and we'll have the post-show activities where hopefully the artists will come out and greet us and meet us after the show. So that's the 19th. And then another university concert on the 23rd, the Symphony Orchestra And then another 10x10 art series concert on October 26th. That's the LA Theater Works Pride and Prejudice. And we will then be having Shrek, Green Ogre.
Halloween.
Yes, over the Halloween time frame. So Shrek will be here from the 30th of October through the 4th of November. 8 performances. On the Halloween night, which is the Wednesday, we will have all kinds of Halloween activities going on in the lobby. We'll be doing trick-or-treating. We will hopefully have a costume parade, and we will have some members of the cast joining us. In fact, if you're going to be up at the square on Halloween night doing trick-or-treating on the square, you should keep your eyes open for some characters from Shrek.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes,
yeah,
they will probably be out there. But yeah, Shrek is a great, you know, most everyone knows the musical. Knows the movie anyway. The musical is not word for word like the movie. You don't really, I mean, there is some music in the movie, but you don't hear that music in the musical. Mm-hmm. Musical has its own book, its own lyrics, its own tunes. But the costumes and the pageantry of it are just fantastic. And this is a show that all kids can come to, but a word of caution, it is a long show. It's not like a kid's show that is only 60 minutes. It's actually a good 2 hours.
So, full Broadway show.
Full Broadway show. So, yeah, if you have a 3-year-old, he or she might not last. But the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, they can probably handle it. So that will close on the 4th, and then we will be into November.
Here before you know it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jody. Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Arts Center.